Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. Our next guest, Dr. Skip Gallagher, UNO professor and NOPD watchdog. Skip, welcome to the show.
Hey there, Noel. How are you doing today?
So I understand that you've been analyzing the 2024 compensation schedule or analysis of compensation for NOPD. What did it reveal?
Well, it is interesting, and I've been doing this for years. I've got records going back to 2018, but the 2024 records are pretty interesting, and of course, with our recent budget problems with the city, I think make it even more pertinent. And of course, one of the things I found, which I provided to you, is that the average compensation for an NOPD officer is around $124,000. So now this is an underestimate because there are things that are not included in that. So the reality is it's a bit higher.
So when we say average compensation, what types of compensation are going into that number?
So I pulled in three numbers into that. One is the officer's pay through the NOPD, their detail pay, and then Superdome and Smoothie King numbers. And those I had to estimate because I was unable to get the precise figures. So, but there's more. So, and of course,
and what about overtime pay? Were you able to break out overtime pay?
I would have to go through individual officers' pay records to do that. There is a code, and it does show when they have overtime. But yes, a considerable amount of this is overtime. No.
Okay.
And there was just a recent audit conducted of the NOPD and their overtime. And one of the problems they found was that they couldn't justify, in many districts, they couldn't justify what the officer was doing on that overtime. In other words, one of the things officers often have to fill out is trip sheets, which we might have to explain, but it basically is what they did while on duty. And for many of the officers who were scheduling considerable overtime, those trip sheets aren't present. So we don't know what they were doing during that overtime period. No. And I think that was a state audit that revealed that.
And this was for what year now?
This year, 2025.
For 2025, okay.
Yes, because I did a public records request trying to find any past audits, and I think I went back to 2017, and the city told me there were no audits, and I think this is one of the first times the NOPD has actually been audited. No. Mm-hmm. There's some interesting things in here. One of the points that you may have dug out of this is we have officers that are earning over $250,000 and 24, that's not 2025, but in 2024, we had three officers earn over $250,000 and we had 44 officers earn over $200,000.
So what? So to put this in context for the listening audience, a peace officer or police officer one, I think I don't know how their categories work nowadays. Mm-hmm. So what is base pay for a patrolman now?
The base pays are considerably lower. They're in for something like a PO or a police officer, which is the lowest rank. The next thing below that is a recruit. But a recruit is only a recruit for a few months, and then they're converted into a police officer, then they're senior police officer, then they're sergeant, then you go up to the white shirts, lieutenants, captains, majors, and then the assistant superintendent, and of course the superintendent. But the base pays are in the 60 to 70,000 range, depending on the number of years of experience that they have. So if they have more years, of course, their base pay is higher. Now, they also get some things like uniform allowance yearly, and there are some other benefits that are lumped into their pay. And, of course, they get some other benefits like a take-home vehicle or maybe discounts for meals at places and some other things that officers often get.
So if you have an officer making over $200,000-something, then they're four times their base pay. Their base pay, three to four times their base pay, which is extraordinary.
For most of them, that is correct, because one of the things that you see in the top 44 officers, those officers making over 200,000, that doesn't include any of the assistant superintendents. They are all paid below that. So you might think, the chief of police should be paid the most. Right. She's in charge of the department. She should get top pay. Well, in 2024, that's the first year that the chief of police has ever been the top person in pay. But when you look at the people just under her, the assistant superintendents, they're not cracking that 200,000 mark. They're not in the highest paid officers. The highest paid officers are often senior police officers, sergeants, lieutenants, occasional captain. But the assistant superintendents, which you would think would be the second highest paid, are not. And just to give you a specific example, if we just look at the head of PIB, one of the assistant superintendents, last year he was only at 143,000. There, almost half the police force was paid more than he was. And he's one of the ranking or most important officers in the department, but not particularly well paid compared to many of the officers in the department.
But in all fairness, this includes details, right?
Correct, it does. And there is a number of officers.
But let me make this observation, though. Details are voluntary. You don't have to work them. Some of these guys don't work any details, or very few.
That's correct. There are some that don't. And then there are some that, I think there were six officers last year that earned over $100,000 in details. And a number of those officers made far more in details than they did from their NOPD pay.
So. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, I thought there was a limit as to the how many hours that they could actually work in details in a given work week or work month. Is that not the case?
It is the case. I believe it's limited to 120 hours per pay period, which, you know, you can do the math, right? Normal working week is 40-hour work week. I think the current limit is 120 hours per a pay period, which is 2 weeks. So that's the limit on details. Now, one of the problems that you see when I look at this is that some of the higher paid officers have not claimed days off in months. I found one officer that hadn't claimed a day off in 9 months and was claiming to work 16 hours a day. And what was interesting about that officer is that officer lives outside of Prairieville. So that commute for that officer is an hour and a half without traffic. And that's one way. And then claims to work a 16-hour and 35-minute day and then repeat that day after day after day for months. So it's challenging to get to those $250,000 numbers without some pretty extraordinary hours recorded. And we've actually seen, just going back to 2023, the highest paid officer in 2023 earned over $250,000. He was just fired last month for sexual harassment. So the fourth highest paid officer from 2023 is on suspension currently. One of the things that concerns me is when the numbers get this high, it's not feasible to get to these numbers without doing something wrong. And what we've seen is that some of these officers that peak here have other disciplinary issues, or in some cases, they've been fired. You know, we've even seen recruits, recent recruits. There's an officer from the class of 193, which is a relatively recent class. His pay is just over $165,000 a year. So the numbers are powerful. And if you talk to the average person about what they think an NOPD officer takes home, they think it's considerably lower. And to be absolutely clear, I'm all in favor of officers being well paid. I think a $100,000 salary is pretty, I think it's fair. Officers do a pretty rough job. They should be well compensated. What concerns me is some of the officers that are exceedingly well compensated. When we start to have these $250,000 officers, or officers that don't seem to do much yet are recording salaries over $200,000.
How much greater is the detail rate than what their actual hourly rate is on their base pay? Do you know?
Yes, it depends on the officer. So one of the things that I've talked to you about before is, you know, these details that are sleep details, where officers are not expected to go to the detail and they don't go to the detail. Those tend to be lower paid because there's no expectation that the officer will be there. Then there's other details that officers are very, very well paid in. One example, which is secret details. These are details that are completely off the books that officers are often used to sort of escort VIPs through the city. And in many cases, those details simply aren't recorded. They're not on the books anywhere.
And what do you mean they're not on the books?
They're not recorded by anyone. So
well,
they don't.
Why not?
Secondary. Because I think we would be upset if officers were used to give privileged treatment to outside visitors.
But isn't that a violation of the rule by the officer? I thought all details had to be reported to the Office of Secondary Employment.
They should be. They should be. Yeah. But they're not. So this is a problem. One of the things that we see with Office of Secondary Employment is one of the things they're tasked with is to do spot checks on details, to occasionally show up at a detail to ensure the officer is there and performing the function that they're supposed to perform. And I did several public records requests, and the secondary employment group has never done an outside inspection. Even though they're tasked with doing this, they have come back to me in several public records requests stating none has ever been performed. This is part of their job, is that they should be going out to ensure that officers are at those details. And in many cases, they are. If you have a second line, the officers are very likely to be there. Those tend to pay a little bit higher. So, but in other details, like the fairgrounds or downtown development district or mid-city, good luck finding that officer. So.
Yeah. So, what's your next step relative to this report?
Well, it's just something I've used to keep track of what's going on in the NOPD. When you start to look at these very high numbers, you really have to be suspicious of what's going on. Again, the officers that have been at the top of this earning list have often been officers that have run into other problems. And you've got to imagine if you're sort of, you know, a $250,000 officer cheating on your timesheets, what else are you doing? And the reality is we have some of these officers who have been involved in other behavior, which has caused them to be fired or even prosecuted. You know, it's a problem, and the NOPD needs to be aware of it. And needs to take sort of responsibility for that. And if you think about the honest officer that's working, I mean, it's such a demanding job, working 43 hours a week, dealing with some of the worst stuff that you can in society. And you need to deal with that day after day. It's rough. You should be well paid. But we also should expect some of the best. We should expect officers not to sort of pad their nest with money, and that's a bit of a worry. You're a public servant, right? You should be doing it for the better good, as well as I think you should be well compensated. Now, and it worries me when we see officers who are taking advantage of this system. And of course, think about honest officers who see other officers sort of cheating on payroll, and they're like, "Look, I'm not going to do this." But they see other officers financially benefit from just that. So we had Christopher Jennings, who wasn't working his Walmart details, one of the few officers the NOPD has called out for not being at his details. He still works for the NOPD. What's happened with him, I'm not entirely sure, but there's more. And you need to look for it and root it out if you want to keep good officers on the force.
Have you ever had a conversation with Chief Kirkpatrick?
I've only had one brief conversation with the chief. I asked for another meeting, but I never received a response. I'd certainly like to speak with her, but I don't believe that'll happen.
And why is that, do you think?
I don't know. I'd be speculating a bit, and I don't want to do that. I think the Chief's doing a great job. She is. I'm impressed with her. And if she doesn't want to meet with me, then that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. She's in general doing the right thing. She's the right person in the right place. And she has a very, very difficult job and a very difficult tightrope to walk. And I don't envy her that position. So, and as we've talked about in our last meeting, there's been a number of terminations within the NOPD. And it's encouraging because in past years, these officers would have got a slap on the wrist. And we had another officer fired last Thursday. So it is encouraging to see some of these officers hitting the road. We don't need some of these officers with criminal backgrounds or a significant history that should disqualify them from being an officer. Of course, my concern is always that, you know, if they are drummed out of the NOPD, do they show up somewhere else? And that worries me a little bit.
Yeah, no, for sure. There's not a whole lot of disagree with your observations. I used to get this report, not only as the chief deputy when I served, but as the sheriff, you know, almost in the same fashion that you presented it. Because it was always something interesting to look at to make sure that folks are reporting their details. We would have an internal audit plan, and we would go check certain things, mm-hmm. you know, to make sure that all the details were being reported, especially those that obviously worked too many detail hours to generate the numbers that they were generating. You know, so it was always a little curious, you know, and sometimes we made exceptions on special events that we had that we were going to break the limit, you know, they were going to have to bust through the limit to be able to work it. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that all of that was aligned up and we would explain that away, which is hopefully what's going on in the NOPD, but it doesn't sound like it may be happening. As always, you always bring forward some very interesting information. Dr. Skip Gallagher, UNO professor and NOPD watchdog, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Oh, thank you, Noel.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll be right back with Graham Ryan, partner at Jones Walker. We'll talk about how AI affects lawyering, judging, and the system of justice when we return. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.